Hey nerds, I'm your recapper, Shane. Welcome to Harken Back. The impending strike on the Queen of Andale smoldering on the horizon, the agents of repair elected to leave their newest charge, Nalfane, with Keeper, lest the incarcerated fiends of the void endanger the pitiable child.
This here is Nalfane, exclusively Undercommon.
He switches to flawless Undercommon, turns to Nalfane. He says, I don't think that'll be a problem, Master Nalfane.
Freed for the moment of a second parental burden, they alighted to the City of Steam, Andale's capital, Stillgate. Their appointment with Lady Peregrine would have to wait, however, as it appeared they had a queue of interested parties.
You see this massive, long metal form, like all steel gray plates, in this sort of like odd panther dragon-like mix, and it... I need all of you guys rolling it.
Only when they'd made scrap of the feline automaton did the law enforcement of Stillgate arrive.
What is it? Where did it come from?
I don't know.
I thought it was one of your...
It's not one of your inventions.
I've never seen anything like this before.
Neither have we.
You see a figure that is sort of encased fully in like bronze and sort of silvered plate mail. You can see they start start walking towards all of you guys. They snap to attention. Captain Salix, sir, what can we do for you?
What?
Much to everyone's surprise, Thessaly's brother was not only alive, but had climbed the ranks of Andale's finest, the Steamstride Wardens. Salix took the agents to his senior officer, Nasaid Cal, to whom they delivered Lauris' augury and a complete report on Thessaly's impressment into the Fatal Reserve. But this warning went unheeded, and some of the timeline Thessaly brought to bear struck a sour chord that would soon dissolve into cacophony.
So 6 years. 6 years you've been not in Kaldor?
Well, no, I was mostly in Kaldor.
Quit fucking around, Thessaly, you know what I mean.
I didn't know where to find you, and I couldn't...
Did you look? I thought you were dead!
Hey! Whatever she did it for good reason, all right?
Kellick.
Leave her alone.
Kellick.
I've watched this person struggle and suffer and worry.
You think I suffered any less?
I don't care! We've all suffered in this war! You leave her be!
Or what?
I'll kill you. Okay, whatever
okay,
it takes.
Okay, okay.
Fight up.
Calm down.
Dumping the rest of the group at the Scholar's Rest like a brood of unruly children, Thessaly and her brother withdrew to one of Stillgate's serene overlooks to attempt to reconcile their history.
Indenture be damned, I fought for Kaldur.
You think I give a shit?
Wouldn't you?
And he holds up his arm. I had just gotten done with my last week of basic training when the news came. You were all dead, just like everybody else. You know, it's funny, I rose up the ranks pretty quick. Always chose to go on the most dangerous missions. Always chose to be at the front where the fighting was the heaviest. Because I wanted to die. Because everybody that I cared about, Thessaly, was dead.
I keep failing you, Salix. I keep fucking doing the wrong thing. I keep letting you go off to war. I've been looking for him. I've been looking for Captain Voss, and I didn't want to see you because my life was already over. Ending him was going to be the end of me.
Not anymore.
Back at the inn, the boys and Alma availed themselves of the Scholar's Rest's amenities, chiefly sweets and alcohol. Wandering somewhat aimlessly, Flynn met an eccentric academic, Fumduck Masonson, who enlightened him to the Ironlight's checkered past.
Yeah, you might want to keep that pauldron there hidden here.
Why?
People have long memories. In Esther Grove, where shadows creep, the Ironlight did secrets keep. With magic bold and blades so bright, they danced in dark, they fought in light. But from the stars with eyes aflame, the vengeful children of Gith did came. Their fury struck, the sky tore, and Esther Grove was no more. So hush, my child, and close your eyes. Beware the light that in dark lies. For iron light, once noble brave, now whispers from a silent grave. Trust not the sentinel's guise. In their shadow danger lies. Remember Grove and its fall, and let not their echo call.
When Thess and Salix returned, a half-drunk Kellick did his best to find common ground with Salix, and Thess crept ever closer toward their unaddressed feelings.
I know that... It was inadvised
to yell that you were going to murder my brother upon meeting him about 20 minutes before.
Yes, but he was saying these things to you, Thessaly, and the way you looked, I couldn't bear it.
He didn't say anything that wasn't true.
It doesn't matter. The things you've done, the things you are, and all the good you stand to do, is so much more important than whatever you've done.
If you'll let me, I'm going to reach out and take one of Kellick's hands. I'm bad at saying how I feel. I don't mean this in a dismissive way. I think things and they don't always come out of my mouth right. Just, will you be patient with me?
To the end of time.
Time came for their second conversation with Nassade Kalb. The stoic warden received them poorly once more, and this time demonstrated strange tics and lapses in cognitive function. What's more, Olma sniffed out a mysterious hatch hidden behind one of Kalb's bookcases. Uninterested in a second kerfuffle in this office, Salix took the agents of repair to his home to form a plan.
Should we scope out the perimeter first? Mm-hmm.
Would it be worth maybe also going to the marina too? I mean, it might be a good idea to maybe change her schedule. If we can come up with some good evidence that this is a legitimate threat, maybe we can get her out of there before the act happens. Should we split? And
I think we should.
It was settled. Thessaly, Kellick, and Flynn would go to the marina to search for Vossen's ship, and Seeker and Olma would case the Monarch's residence for weaknesses in its security. And no one would take any undue risks, right? With a keen eye, the marina team verified Vossen's vessel, veiled as vacant by an absence of grandeur, and curiously, moored in a military section of the harbor.
I mean, we could go chat off the guards.
Okay.
Maybe, and then maybe Flynn could sneak aboard the ship.
How are we going to distract them? You want to push me into the water?
Well, you guys could start an argument. You're pretty good at that.
The plan went basically as expected.
Why would you embarrass me like this in front of these... guards.
You can hear them like arguing.
Evening.
What are you doing?
I will run on the boat.
You run in there and it is dark.
Papers, grab bag.
All right. You do see some, like, you don't see what they are, but you do see like some papers spread out on a table, like a leather kind of rolled up, like
grabbing it.
Bag. Yep. It's not really a bag. Anyway. So yeah, you
I'm
grab
everything.
Meanwhile, Olma and Seeker also took no risks, besides breaking all the way into the Queen's private chamber on the heels of a nervous messenger.
My Queen is all day. I come bearing news from General Cade. Adersfeld has fallen under attack. The Kaldurian military has launched a full assault on the city. It is burning.
I'll say she's basically like walking towards you two and has her hand on the handles, on the handle to the door.
I could go in front of the door.
You what?
I'm going to go in front of the door.
You're going to go in front of the door to block it.
I'm going to kneel down very small and I'm going to throw off my hood.
My name is Olma Marsk and I have a message from Lauris. You're not as safe as you think you are.
What she says is true. An emissary of Lauris did approach us and warn us that your life is in deep danger.
Being a 12-year-old has few perks, but one of them is a queen's disinterest in having you executed without question. So, before long, the pair of slippery sly boots found themselves personally escorting the queen to her meeting with the council. Back at the Scholar's Rest, the marina team unpacked their pilfered plans.
Seems like we've got a list of spell components that would allow people to disguise themselves.
Yeah, we went on a boat and we got all this stuff.
And we got a list of names here. Yeah.
Short version, right. Clint, short version. What's your information?
I went to the facility and I found out from one of the guards, Nassade himself, came to the facility with a dwarf. That it was a special maintenance. I went to the guard in question. He's fucking dead.
Racing to the Queen's aid, but wary of what may come of the inevitable confrontation ahead, Kellick let fly the feelings he'd been holding back.
Remember who you are. Remember the person inside of the shell that you made. You are the best person I know. And I will be here to remind you of that. Always. Just as you've done for me. And I will move my hand up to Thessaly's face.
Mm-hmm.
And I love you. And I will kiss Thessaly.
You pull away, and as you pull away, like you just kind of went off to the side a little bit. You see Salix is standing there. Salix is standing there, and he just kind of smiles. And he was like, I tilt. The man behind him lifts his arm and stabs a knife underneath his armpit on the left. As the steam stride warden behind him screams, for Calder!
I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward.
Everybody to roll initiative for me, please.
And so the battle began. But the false wardens fell easily, and it became clear to Thessaly that these imposters were imposters twice over, and this was all part of a greater mousetrap, one designed to shepherd Queen Isolde away from her protectors and into the waiting jaws of the real Fatal Reserve.
And you see a shimmering doorway that comes into existence as the Fatal Reserve exit the Mordenkainen's magnificent mansion that was cast here yesterday.
Yeah.
And you see as Hadrix lifts up a small device, hits a button, and the steel predator's heads turn to slag.
Yeah.
And they collapse on the ground.
Yep, of course they do.
Kellick and Thessaly tended to Salix's wounds, and Flynn has little legs, so Olma and Seeker were first to the scene, working in tandem to blind Vossen and abscond with the Queen via Thunderstep spellcraft, and exchanging the would-be assassin's intended battleground for the sweeping hallway of the Capitolium.
Yeah. So I desperately try to prepare
a second battle map.
For some reason, I just never thought you guys would just go into the hallway. Which I'm like,
Suffice it to say, this was the Agents of Repair's most dire battle to date, exacerbated by General Cade's sudden but inevitable betrayal. Mage Slayer Fane clove chunks from Kellick while he struggled to dispense protection. The Chronomancer Meryl traded spells for counterspells with Olma, who coated the battlefield in a sickening radiance. Seeker employed magic, metal, and monster to fend off Hadrix and Svara, and not one, but two otherworldly entities weighed in on how they'd prefer the fight to play out.
So as you come down, and you're kind of above him, sort of floating there in the air, your wings are like those incorporeal wings are extending out from you, and as you make eye contact with him, you hear once more in your head, by any means necessary. Flynn. As the traces of your newfound magic weave together with the arcane barrier.
Does it feel cooler?
It looks cooler. Really cool. And you, you hear a voice. Let her die.
Literally
like, there's a lot of hurt on the field right now.
Yeah, that's very true.
In the end, the queen was warded from death. And Thessaly stood over Vossen, literally blazing with vengeful effulgence.
I hope you know what happened that night. It wasn't personal. Wrong place, wrong time. Just like now.
And I'm like stabbing him into the stone floor. You don't get it. You made it fucking personal. And then I twist it.
Meryl's might was expunged by Flynn and Seeker. Salix put an end to General Cade. And Svara and Hadrix were forced to flee via word of recall. All that remained was the half-orc, Fane.
Thessaly, you got him. We have this. Give him to Ander.
I wish you would understand. And then I turn to Fane. I break eye contact with you. I turn to Fane. And
he drops the glaive.
Thessaly.
I'm...
He raises his arms.
I hesitate, but I can't not see her face. And I plunge the sword into his chest, and I say, her name was Emery Quinn. And I end his life.
The bloody tale of the Gwyn family is freshly soaked sanguine on the altar to Fenra, old god of justice. Queen Isolde is saved, and by extension, the nation of Andale is spared the potential bedlam of a land without rule. In but a few days' time, our heroes have gone from recently pronounced dead to saviors of the kingdom. But by following Lauris' divine direction, they have also found themselves at the helm of the Andalian war effort. Despite their prowess, the Agents of Repair have never really been soldiers, but war is a disease for which no vaccine exists. A burning city, a dwindling pantheon, a foul lich, and an ancient cycle all await the trepidatious steps of our tenacious heroes. Find out what lines remain to be drawn. Next time, on Venture Forth.